We've had to close our business temporarily until our VAT threshold anniversary, so the date of when we joined the VAT flat rate scheme. And that's because if we go over the threshold, unfortunately, we will be put into a new threshold, which is 20% VAT. And that for us is unaffordable because of the growth of the business. We don't believe that there is enough growth to, you either need to smash that VAT threshold or not do it at all, and we don't believe we can smash it. So unfortunately, we've had to just completely cease trading for a couple of weeks over a very busy period.
So just so I understand this correctly, under the flat rate scheme, what's the VAT that's charged at the moment as a business in your chippy?
So we pay 12.5% VAT at the moment.
That cost would have to go to the customers.
Technically, yes, but I mean, we don't feel that we can add that onto what is already an increasing price for fish and chips, because our prices will have to increase because of costs increasing to us as well. So to actually add that on isn't really an option, I don't think, for people to still want to come in, which is obviously what we want them to do.
So just explain, how close are you to that threshold then?
We're only a couple of hundred pounds away now, so we've stopped. So I've worked out that I think if we'd stayed open, and we would have opened more over this first week of Easter, the Easter holidays, we probably would have gone over it by only about 3 to 5%. So incredible, you know. So it's not a big enough leap to have made it worthwhile going into the next threshold.
How does it make you feel as a business owner?
Frustrated, a little bit. We're embarrassed to have closed the doors. We don't think it's good for reputation. We hate the idea of people turning up and having to read the notice that we're closed. We have lots of local regular guests, but also a lot of people that come down annually, and they come and see us on their, particularly their sort of arrival days. So yeah, we feel sad and frustrated, and just think it's a really unfair system.
What do you think the solution is?
We'd like to be able to grow steadily, so not to have to take this big jump, not knowing whether we will be able to sustain it. So, you know, potentially we pay the 20% on what we go over. So instead of on the whole amount, because that's what it would be, we'd have to pay the 20% on everything. If we could just pay it on the bit that we go over and see how we get along, because once we start paying the 20%, we're stuck paying it unless our sales decrease significantly to less than they are now by quite a lot. So there needs to be a fairer way so that we feel confident enough to carry on trading and to push our business a little bit more.
Why has it happened now and not happened in previous years?
Because the price has gone up, and that's gone up because the cost to us have gone up. So oil, fish, obviously electricity and everything, that's sort of well known that's going up in households. So that's obviously going up in businesses as well. Minimum wage, we do pay above that, but we keep increasing what we're paying our staff. So all the costs to us are going up. So fish and chips is now sort of double what it was when we opened 7 years ago.
What fears do you have, and what this means for your business going forward?
My big fear is that we could end up having to be a seasonal business, which at the moment we are mainly seasonal, but we do open once a week for our locals, which is really important to us. We've got a great, lovely local following, and we want to, you know, be open at least that once a week to see everybody. And the closer we get to that threshold each year, as prices go up and the threshold doesn't, then we could end up having to close the doors at the end of September and reopen again at Easter, which isn't something we want to do.